The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
In any setting where pitching is concerned, I want to be the dumb guy. I want to be the one who knows nothing. Good morning to you. Good Friday morning. Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Pirates back home in Pittsburgh. If you're into football and or hockey, I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins in the same place that you found this. Pirates versus Red Sox tonight at PNC Park. Quinn Priester, though this is not announced, will be the starter for the home team. He'll be making his 2024 debut. And if that excites you, it's because he was a first-round pick. If that doesn't excite you, that's because in eight starts last season, he had a 7.74 ERA. I, being the dummy, or at least hoping to be the dummy, in any discussion or debate regarding pitching, had identified last spring that this dude does not use his fastball anywhere near enough. And since he wasn't using his fastball, he allowed it basically to rot. And it went from, he was able to top out at around 97, 96 when he was steady, and 95 when he was a little bit off. How's that sound? Well, he was throwing it around 91, 92. Towards season's end with the Pirates, as he'd find out himself the hard way, that doesn't fly at this level. Not anymore. So what did Priester do in the offseason? The answers from him this spring, great kid, by the way, and he'll be amenable to absolutely anything that you want to talk about, except this. He'll start getting really general when it comes to his pitching repertoire, and in particular, his fastball, because he's certainly taken enough, no pun intended, heat for it over the past year and change. And to that end, he doesn't really even seem to want to talk about whether or not the velocity died down, whether or not he was leaning away from the pitch and more toward his soft stuff, even though that was very much plain to see. And instead would focus on using all of his pitches. And I like this one, and this one felt good. And over here, I was able to do this with this particular pitch. That's how he sees himself. To what extent the Pirates have influenced that in him, I can't say. To what extent he's had other outside influences, I can't say. To what extent he genuinely believes that, I can't say. When I watch him, again, being the dumbest person in the room when it comes to pitching, what I see is someone who's trying really hard to be all pitches to everyone, as opposed to just saying, you know what, I got to get this guy out, okay? I have people all over the bases. My pitch count's getting too high. I got to get this guy out. What do I got? Can I rear back and just blow it past this individual if I locate it properly, if I set him up properly? Until the answer to that question that I, the dumbest person in the pitching room, could ask is yes, then he's not going to get anywhere. I hope he does get somewhere. I really, really enjoy being around this young man, and he's got an energy that you would want to have added to this already young and seriously exciting rotation. If you want to look at Priester as the guy who's just filling in because Marco Gonzalez can't go, might not be able to go for a while, then okay, go ahead and undersell him. I still see a first-round pick. I still see somebody who's got a great head on his shoulders and who's got a pretty live arm. Not everybody has to be compared to Paul Skeens and Jared Jones, by the way. It used to be that when you were the guy who was throwing 95 or 96 as a starter, you were the flamethrower. I don't need to see 99, 100, 101, 102 out of Priester. What I need to see is a little more Jones when it comes to his presence on the mound and when it comes to his pitch selection on the mound. And remember, you can have all kinds of, you know, game callers and people stacking up what kind of pitches you should be throwing to this guy and that guy on what side of the plate and in what counts. Ultimately, the pitcher still has the last head shake out there or the last nod. The pitcher's going to throw what he wants to throw when he wants to throw it. Might not happen in their very first year. You might have Jones in particular because he's got an edge to that personality. Not shaking anybody off right now, but come back at me again in 2 or 3 months and see how often he's got that no going out there. Priester, third time I'm going to mention this, nicest kid in the world. Maybe shouldn't be that. Maybe should find a little bit more of a snarl to his game. Maybe that'll start tonight against Boston. When we come back, J1Q. This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern, that's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park. Today's J1Q comes from Rich, who says, DK, my question is simple, and it's this. Is winning less important than analytics? I have two ways of answering this for you, Rich, and I can tell from your tone, or at least I think I can tell from your tone, that you just don't have much use for the analytical component or the analytical discussions related to baseball. So I'm going to come at you two different ways here. The first is don't do that, okay? Analytics are just math. And when you hear certain statistics that you've never heard before, and they come along and they make you feel a little bit uncomfortable. It's kind of like when there's a new wave of music that comes along and you were really attached to the other one and it's in your soul and you're like, I'm not getting used to this. I had my music and it was better than this. And then you don't even give it a chance. At some point, a very, very long time ago, some dude who probably fought in the Civil War came up with RBIs as a stat. RBIs! Like, how do you even come up with that? Who was that guy with the big mustache and the crazy nickname who said, let's just call them RBIs? And someone had to count them up, and every time somebody put a ball in play and a run came around, then they had to determine what happens when it was an error, what happens when it was a grounded into double play. Well, that one can't be an RBI. All of these were new stats at some point. They weren't the definitive stats, and they didn't come in the box when you opened it. So don't fear analytics, and don't universally label analytics as if they are a religion or something. They're not. It's just more information. It's more data. It's also more opportunity to get more stuff wrong. Everybody can be in on this discussion. It's not a one versus two. Once more, and with gusto, it's not fearing the information, it's what you do with the information. All information should be welcome. The second thing that I have to say is that nobody is guiltier of what I'm laying out here than those people who consider themselves to be in the analytics community. There shouldn't be an analytics community. It's insane to me, and it's been insane to me for more than a decade, that there is. But there is. once more and again with gusto, the fault of all of this us versus them kind of thinking, is way more on the analytics community than it is on old school fans. They created this environment, and I dare say they embrace this environment because it allows them to engage in endless condescension on the matter. So what I wish was my super fast answer to your question, is winning more important than analytics? Doesn't in fact have that answer. They're more interested, in large part, in my experience, in looking smart than they are in winning a baseball game, or 80 baseball games, or 90 baseball games. They'd rather have a pat on the back from FanGraphs or wherever that says how smart they are, and from there, on the side, how cute their pictures are of their cat that they'll occasionally post on social media to attempt to show that they're still human. Not the cat. The cat's definitely not human. I'm talking about the alleged human. Can you tell I hate this stuff? Can you tell? Good. Because, Rich, I can't stand this conversation. Not your question. I mean, just in general. Win the game. Win the game that's right in front of you. Use the analytics to help you win the game. There's a middle to be had here. Believe me, I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Pirates. Today and all week long, especially the 4 days I spent in New York covering that sweep up there. Let's do another one of these on Monday.